Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Your Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. You hear him Saturdays from 6 to 10 on WGN, helping people with their household chores as well as their vocabulary, joins us now. Lou's segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. You may note that Lou asked the staff around him, sports and traffic, weather, news people, to include a word of the day into their various reports. How do you pick the word each day, Lou?
Lindsay does. She pines over it. So I don't actually get to see the word until Saturday morning, well, Friday night when she sends it to me, and then she usually tries to pick something that I'll have a very difficult time pronouncing.
That's what a good producer's for.
Exactly.
And then the gang obliges, and it's just another helpful, fun part of your show. So, Lou, what are you going to help us with this week? Deadheading our plants and shrubs and trees and whatnot?
Yeah, you know, I got to spend Saturday morning with Bob Bertog. We did a live remote out at Lurby, and, he's just such a knowledgeable, delightful guy to be around. And we were talking a lot about pruning. We didn't actually talk about this on the air, but, there's a lot of stuff. You really don't want to do any major pruning this time of year. We had a question, someone coming up, and, he gave some great advice on that. But if you look at a lot of your bushes, maybe even trees, your hostas, a lot of hostas, there's varieties of them, that flower. They send these shoots up, and they look really beautiful for, maybe a couple of weeks, but then that dies off, and then it just sits there, and the rest of the plant doesn't look great. And if you take a pair of snips and just look at all the stuff that's dead, don't do any trimming like, I want to make this look like Mickey Mouse. Don't do anything like that. But anything dead will just make the plants look overall better in appearance. And it will help the health of the plant, too. But it's more of an appearance thing. And I literally this morning spent probably about an hour bent at the waist of bare clippers, trimming all the hostas and all the shoots off of there. And it's remarkable how much nicer it looks just by spending, half an hour, 45 minutes or so. And it's good for your circulation.
Yeah, right. But I have bushes that are getting unwieldy, and it's not dead material. It's just stuff that's sort of outgrowing the desired shape. Did you and Bob talk about that situation?
We did, actually. And Bob was like, I know you want to trim it, but he goes, you'll throw that bush or plant, if you do an excessive amount of trimming now, into shock, which, initially, you'll be like, it looks great, and then the plant will look terrible. And he just said, hold on, wait till the fall, wait till the temperatures get a little colder. And we actually had to talk about it. And we had a caller that said, it's like overtaking my driveway, it's like I got to avoid it. And he said, if you cut it all back, and he gave some advice about going down pretty far, that new shoots on that particular variety that this person called about will come up, and then it'll take new shape in the spring, and then you'll be able to control it much better.
But wait until the fall.
Correct.
312-981-7200. I have one personal question, Lou. I have those Mitsubishi cassettes, those, what do you call that kind of air conditioning that is room by room?
Mini split.
And so then the it drains out to the side of the house, and it drips down, to the yard on the outside wall.
The drain line.
Yeah, right. But that drain line drips straight down, and now water is pooling along the brick foundation of the house, and I don't like that. So it's behind a bunch of bushes. I got to get in there, but I'm a little paranoid about water collecting there. What's your thought about that?
The splash blocks that you can use for your downspouts. Yep. You can buy the plastic or the stones. I would just get one of those, lay it against the foundation wall of the house, right underneath that hose, and let it hit that stone, and then pull it away. It'll pull it away a good 18 inches or so from the house. It's not, while it is a fair amount of water, it's not like a hose or anything, and the ground should be able to handle that, and if you just pull it 18 inches away, you're good to go.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Lou is our Mr. Fix-It. You hear him Saturday mornings at 6. Lou, anything you want to say before we take some questions?
I'm ready to take some questions.
Ken, you're on WGN with Lou. What can we do for you, Ken? You're on the air. Hey there, Ken. I don't hear Ken. Let's put Ken on hold. We'll come back. Everybody get to your phones. We'll go to Laura next. You're on WGN. Laura, you got a question for Mr. Fix-It?
Oh, good. I was hoping. Yes, I do. I have pavers in a sort of a patio behind the house, and they've been there almost 30 years, and a tree has roots that are pushing the pavers up. And in my own head, I was thinking of removing the pavers, slicing them in half, which I don't think is possible, and putting them back. But I thought Lou might have a better solution.
Well, you don't, I mean, depending on the roots that are coming up through that paver, you know, if you were to do anything to damage those roots, you'd probably end up harming the tree. The slicing of the pavers, I mean, is possible. But because they're so old, if somebody were to put those on a saw to cut them, the chances are those pavers would just be brittle and break apart. And so you might be spending money after not. They do make thinner pavers for this type of issue that comes up. But yeah. it would mean that you'd have to replace everything.
No, it doesn't. I mean, they don't have to match perfectly, do they? Laura, how about that if they don't match perfectly, Laura?
Heck no. If you saw my yard, you wouldn't even ask that question.
If you're willing to put up with a little bit of a differential in the texture and the look, it'll be more dramatic than you think. But you have to hire a good paving contractor that does this, have them come and assess it, and then give you an estimate on how to get this all done.
Well, not to.
Sounds great.
Okay, good luck to you on that, Laura. Thanks for the phone call. Not to be silly about this, Lou, but I mean, what if she just got a circular saw, put the diamond rock blade on there, put on some safety goggles, and just ripped through some of the pavers that she bought at a hardware store?
Well, my concern is that old pavers are quite porous and quite, gray or pale in color and texture. And whatever you buy will be bright and shiny. And the differential in those two, even if you're close, for me personally, I would not like that. But if you're willing to do all that, it is quite involved. You need a specialty saw to cut those consistently.
Yeah.
It's almost like, a radial arm saw type thing. The saw is
right,
but the table moves. And you have to make slices on both sides. So it's a lot of effort. It can be done. But I would not personally like the difference in the look. But that's just me.
Another solution would be just to pull the pavers up where it's buckling and, I don't know, put some grass there. Or, mulch, I don't care. I mean, replacing a patio would be, even then you'd have the root there. What are you going to do? You don't have many options.
No, you don't, and that is a risk, long term. And so, you may come up with a completely different solution. As you said, you could make it a stone walkway, now they have, you can put loose stone, and they have additives now that you can add to the stone that keep them all there from moving around so much. It's something that has to be redone every year, but it's almost like polymeric sand. It's a treated stone that you put a coating down, and it doesn't move, but it moves enough to allow the roots to expand and the tree to still grow and thrive.
This is Jim. You're on WGN with Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini. Jim, how can we help you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a house in southeastern Wisconsin on a well, and twice in the last week I've had this grayish color stuff ended up in toilets, and I assume sinks and stuff too, although it's hard to tell with a stainless steel sink. It kind of seems to happen on days when I did some watering outside and then ran the hose for a while. Is that just getting to the bottom of a well, or is a well being stirred up for some reason? We haven't had a lot of rain, obviously.
Right. So, you know, the thing that to think about a well, it isn't like they drill a hole and they find a big, you know, like a big balloon full of water. They drill into an aquifer, and that's where it is. So it could be that what's happening is that aquifer is not as deep as it used to be, and your pump may need to either be lowered or need to be replaced. There is an internal filter on there in that pump in there. It's a cylindrical pump that goes down a shaft, and my guess is they would have to drop the pump a little bit lower, then they have to purge the pump, the well, which the minute they start disturbing it, a bunch of black stuff comes out. It can take hours to get rid of that. But that's probably a well and septic contractor to come out, and they may advise you that they got to drop the pump a little bit lower into the aquifer.
But it does depend on water usage, and obviously it sounds like, right?
Yeah, my guess is yes. If you're doing a lot of watering and there's not, you know, that something has changed, right? I mean, all kinds of construction, right. People dig new wells, all that kind of stuff affects existing wells. I have a home with a well myself, and when we went to go change the pump because it was, you know, 20 years old, you know, we ended up having to go a little bit deeper with it because they test the pressure and the mass of the water that's there, and they determined that, you know, we ended up going another, I think it was something like 30 feet deeper than it was.
Wow.
Big expense, I assume.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not crazy. It really is not crazy. It's probably, if I have to remember right, the whole thing, now mind you, it was a whole new pump and everything. I think the whole thing was $2,800 maybe, you know?
And, not crazy. Okay.
Two technicians came out and they worked all day, so it was definitely worth it.
All right, Jim, good luck to you on that. And Lou, as always, thank you for your help. Are you back on Saturday morning at 6, Lou?
I will be live from the studio, so looking forward to it. Thanks, Sean.